Hey folks, Dan Farrow here with your rate update or your market update for November 15th, 2024. So right here, this is the headlines today. Mortgage rates may be stabilizing after the election. Here's what to expect. So basically through here, they're saying, you know, it should stabilize, but the biggest culprit right now, if you go down through here, here's what rates were. And I refinanced right there and then. That's actually my rate, 2.625 right back in there, the perfect timing. But right now, here's where we are. Okay, so here's what they're saying down through here. The foreseeable inflationary policies, whether it's tariffs or greater government spending, the tax bill, they're pricing in more inflation. So the bond market right now is saying, okay, inflation's going to probably go up even more because of inflationary things such as tariffs and other things like that. So that's what we're going to continue to monitor to see how that all plays out. Because I feel my personal thoughts are is tariffs, they play a good role in certain areas like steel, cars and things like that. So China can't dump stuff on us and other countries can't just dump goods on us undercutting all of our prices here in the U.S., causing people to lose their jobs in the U.S. and in the manufacturing segment. So that's what we're seeing right now. So let's get over to where rates are. They haven't really done anything in the last couple of days. Here's where rates are right now. The biggest factor with a lot of this is right through here. We just hit $36 trillion in the national debt. Now, people are freaking out when we hit $34 trillion. And then 35, now 36, and this thing is just clicking away. You imagine earning money that fast? Okay, so let's get over to here. Here's the economic news we got for today. So here's the culprit for today. Core retail sales is okay. Last reading was 1. It came in at 0.1. That's really bad. That means people are starting to spend a little bit less. Right through here, export prices was negative 0.6. Came in at 0.8. So basically, export prices has just skyrocketed. Well, not skyrocketed, but you can see right through here, it went from a negative to a positive. That's what's kind of spooking the market right now. Import prices are okay. The manufacturing market right through here, look at the reading there. I don't know what this is coming from. I don't know if it's because of some hurricanes and things like that. I'll have to look in, but this is just hot off the presses. Last reading on manufacturing was a minus 11. They figured it would just kind of tick up to maybe 0. It actually spiked all the way up to 31. So that's telling us the manufacturing sector is kind of kicking in right through now. Other than that, you got retail sales here. There's really nothing else there that should be causing this to take place right now. So right now in the bond market, we have the MBS is down 28 points or 30 points. It just moved. That means mortgage rates are going to tick up maybe about a 0.1. So we might be at 7 1/8 by the end of the day. But the way the markets are right now, we're just hoping for this, what they're saying in the headlines right through here. We would love some market stability with mortgage rates. So that's what's happening right there. You can see the import prices posting the biggest increase in 6 months, adding to U.S. inflation. So that's the cause of the panic right now. And then if we go to the CME Fed Watch tool, what the Federal Reserve is expected to do at the December meeting now, it's getting closer and closer to 50-50, where they might cut rates and they might not cut rates. Just last week, this was about 80 or 90 to 10. Now it's stabilized and it's saying, well, between now and maybe March of next year, the Federal Reserve will cut. So we're going to monitor all the economic data coming in. And the biggest thing that you need to focus in on is inflation and the inflationary numbers like we just saw on the export prices, and then the jobs markets. So let's see. I thought today, or we had the unemployment rate yesterday that came in, that was okay. So really, there shouldn't be anything completely spooking the market. We have the market down 30 points right now. So that means mortgage rates are going up. So not good news for you guys out there. We just need some stability in the market. So that's all I got for this morning. There's really nothing, there's no meat on the bone to really pick at to say, here's what the market's focusing in on today. So let's get over to the broader markets to see what stocks, bonds, and cryptos are doing for today. And I clicked the wrong button there. Let's get over to this. We have stock market down 150. And a lot of people are saying, look, the post-election rally steam is over. Just think of how much the markets increased, or the equity markets increased after the election. I think the day after they were up like 1,500 points. So they haven't given that back yet. So the markets are still in pretty healthy situations. We've got the Dow, the S&P, the NASDAQ, and the Russell. It's all red. So that means they're coming down. We have the VIX ticking up a little bit. It's still at 14, not even at 15 ticks. So that means the markets are still kind of a little bit non-skeptical. They're relaxed right now. Let's go to cryptocurrency. I haven't looked at this today. It's up 88, 89,000. This hit 93 the other day. It's going to be completely volatile. I did have a Stock Talk Tuesday this week that we talked about Bitcoin. Check out as many articles as you can this week or this weekend about Bitcoin. It's intriguing. I'm not saying to buy it. I'm not saying anything. But the government right now is saying that they might make it they might hold a big position. The Trump administration might hold a big position in Bitcoin. So the scarcity of it, there's only 21 million coins out there. So if the government's going to suck in a lot of that, there means that there'll be a little bit of scarcity in there. So you might get an uptick in value there as well. So oil prices, let's see what they're doing. Hopefully they're down right now. Crude oil, they are down. They're still staying below $70 a barrel. So folks, there's really no nothing out there that should cause any market really major concerns today. Right through that you're seeing right through here. So that's what we're seeing today. Mortgage rates, they should pop a little bit today, about an eighth. So they might be at 7.125 on the 30-year fix by the end of the day. But if you want to find out what you qualify for, because you might not qualify for these rates. Let me explain who gets these rates. There's five criteria to these rates. The first three are this. If you're a first-time home buyer, you're buying your primary home where you're going to live there, and it's a single-family home. So you might say, well, that's me. But there's two other pieces of This is a big question mark over this thing. These people are putting down 25% because they're financing 75%, and they have a 780 credit score. So if you're putting down 25% and you got a 780 credit score, well, that's most likely your rate. But if that's not, your rate's most likely going to be higher than that. So if you want to find out what you qualify for, just go to therateupdate.com. We have a whole bunch of tools here for you. First off, if you're looking to buy that first house, check and see if there's any grants out there for you. We have national grants and also grants in the Chicagoland area. If you've locked in your rate and you want to compare it to other lenders, we're actually a mortgage broker as well as one of the country's largest mortgage servicers. So we're set up with about 50 different companies to be able to do loans with. So think of it this way. It's one application, one credit pool, and we're going to help you shop over 50 different lenders. That's what we do. We're a mortgage broker. We can also fund your loan at ServBank because we're one of the country's largest mortgage servicers. So if you want to check out to see what you qualify for, just hit the Apply Now button. The cool thing about that is it's actually going to send you off an email, and it's going to ask you, do you want to put in your application or would you rather have a consultation with me? And that's what you're going to do at that point. So you can do that, or if you want to call us, you can scroll down to the bottom. You're going to see blogs and all kind of tutorials. Check those out because every week or every month we put out a blog that might help you out. We have mortgage calculators and the whole slew of stuff. So just go to the bottom of this website. You're going to find our 800 number as well as my email address. And there it is, 844-775-5626. Or you can reach me personally. It's me at dan@therateupdate.com. So thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic morning. I'll be back here at the closing bell to let you know how all this mess ended for the day. Take care. See you then. Bye-bye.